afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 52. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 74.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and you're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. My name is Bill Hay, and I host these segments Monday through Friday. Today's special segment regards everything you need to know in insurance. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. It's nice to be back with you. Hey, Jacksonville, this is Dan the Insurance Man, and today we are going to talk about the exciting topic of life insurance and several of the strategies that you can go with it, that you can use with it. And there are a plethora of strategies. Some are good, some not so good, but they're all available. They're all options. And the one that's best for you, the listener, is the one that meets your needs and helps you accomplish your goals. We're gonna kind of talk a little bit about the types of coverage that there are. There's basically three types of life insurance coverage. You have term insurance, which, just like the name suggests, it is a contract term. It goes 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, maybe 25, or even 30 years, depending on the company. But it is a contract term. The next type of life insurance is what's known as return of premium term. Again, it is a term just like traditional term. However, you get your premiums back at the end of the contract term. So you pay a little bit more on those premiums, but you are guaranteed by the insurance company that you're still alive after 20 years. You're going to get 100% of your premium dollars back to you as a lump sum check. The third type of insurance is permanent insurance, and under permanent insurance, you can have either a whole life, a universal life, an indexed universal life, but those are all considered permanent insurance. So once you go through the underwriting process and you pay your premiums, you never have to worry about it. That insurance is always going to be there, whether you have it for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, up until you die. That insurance is there for you.
And a small amount of life insurance is something that everyone needs, even myself. Like, I'm not married, I have no kids, but somebody's going to have to pay the bill to put me away, even if it's nothing more than to cook me and then scatter my ashes along the ocean somewhere. That's going to have a fee associated with it, and you don't want to strap that to somebody else or be buried in Potter's Hill because you had no prearranged plan.
That's a great point. And you're right. Everybody should have a small amount of life insurance that they have just for no other purpose than for burial purposes. Most people, it's very rare that somebody passes away and people know it's going to happen. Most people, they pass away and it's a shock. So if you don't have the life insurance in place, what you're doing is you're making sure that a grandchild, a child, a cousin, a brother, a sister, somebody in your family, and possibly even just a friend, is stuck paying your bill for the funeral expenses, which can be thousands of dollars. So it doesn't need to happen. I've got some examples here of a 40-year-old non-smoker male, $100,000 of coverage. So the average cost for this 40-year-old male on term insurance is about $300 a year for $100,000 of coverage. If you got return of premium term insurance, you'd be looking at about $800 a year in coverage for the same $100,000, but you're going to get your $800 a year times however many years, you're going to get that back. And then for permanent insurance, you're looking at around $1,300. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a traditional whole life policy, universal life, or an indexed universal life. Those numbers pretty much hold pretty steady. There might be a little bit of fluctuation, but it's going to come out to be right around $1,300 a year. Those are the average numbers. So let's look at this. So a term insurance policy, if you were 40 years old, you got a 20-year term policy. You're going to pay a total of $6,000 over that 20 years. You got $100,000 of coverage. For a return of premium, you're going to pay $16,000 over 20 years. And for a permanent insurance policy, you're going to pay $26,000. So you're now 60 years old. 20 years have gone by. You're now 60 years old. The term insurance policy is expired. What's your cash value? Zero. There is no cash value with term insurance. You're renting the insurance. That's all it is. You've leased it from the insurance company. The contract is over. The insurance company gets to keep the premiums. You get zero. Return a premium. Well, you know you paid $16,000 over 20 years, and the insurance company promised you that they would stroke you a check for that $16,000, and they do. So after 20 years, of the return of premium gives you your $16,000 back. The permanent insurance will have generated about $27,000 in cash value. Now you have to make a choice because you're 60 years old and you don't have any insurance. In two of these three examples, there is no. So you got to go through insurance again. You got to get another call.
Won't be at the same rate.
And it will not be at the same rate. It's going to be higher. Why? You're 20 years older. Here's the other thing. What's your health in 20 years? I don't know. Maybe you're perfectly healthy. Maybe you've had a train wreck. Maybe you've developed type 2 diabetes. Maybe you've had a heart condition develop. We don't know, but you might have a medical condition. So you have to go back through underwriting. Maybe you qualify. Maybe you don't. Maybe you get rated up. But let's say that you're still in decent health. As a 60-year-old, to get that same $100,000 term insurance policy, your annual cost is now $1,700 a year. $3,300 a year for that same return of premium, $100,000. And for the permanent insurance, we don't care. You got it when you were 40. It's still $1,300 a year. Nothing changes.
Sounds like the best choice.
20 years later, it certainly is the best choice. So you go another 20 years. Now you're 80 years old. Well, you've paid $34,000 over the next 20 years for the term insurance, and you got nothing to show for it because, again, there's no cash value. Your return of premium, you paid $66,000. So in 20 years, you get a check for $66,000. Your permanent insurance, you paid another $26,000 in premiums, so you've paid in a total of $52,000 over 40 years, and your cash value is $82,000. But what happens? Now you're 80 years old. Well, guess what? No insurance company is going to write you insurance if you're 80 plus. There's very few. There's maybe a handful, and I mean literally a handful of companies that might write somebody who's over the age of 80. And not for a lot.
No, I was going to say a very small amount, probably, maybe a very short term, even if you're talking about term insurance.
Well, there is no term insurance.
None available.
None available. It's going to be a permanent policy, and you're going to be limited on the death benefit, maybe $10,000, $15,000. That's it. No more than that.
All along the way, can you change beneficiaries?
You can.
Okay.
Yep. So all the way along the way, you can change.
Because unfortunately, in today's day and age, if you start buying life insurance at age 40, there's a possibility that the current wife that you may be with is
not
going to
be the one you end
exactly.
up with. I understand.
I mean, it's a reality today.
Yeah. Yep. And you're right. It is a reality. So yes. Yeah, so depending on your marriage status, single, divorced, married, getting remarried. That's still possible. So, you know, at 80 years old, you're pretty much not insurable when it comes to term insurance. But it doesn't matter, because if you bought the whole life policy or the permanent policy back at age 40, you're still insured.
We're going to take a break for just a couple of minutes on this week's edition of The Last Word in Insurance. Dan, the insurance man, will be returning in just a few moments. Stay with us, won't you?
Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumberinjax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Ramona Flea Market has stuff, new stuff, used stuff, fun stuff, kid stuff, stuff to put stuff in, stuff to build stuff with. And who needs all that stuff? You! And what do you do when you have too much stuff? Sell your stuff at Ramona Flea Market. Open every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to another edition of The Last Word. Today's last word is in insurance with Dan, the Insurance Man. Dan, going out of the last segment, we forgot to tell everyone how to get in touch with you when you're not here on the radio.
Yeah, so when I'm not on the radio, you can reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, a little family-run insurance brokerage here in Jacksonville. The number is 904-730-3900. That's 730-3900.
You know, a lot of great information today on term and return of premium, and then what I used to call whole life. Is it still called whole life?
It is. Okay. Yeah, it's still there. That they now have universal and indexed universal life as well.
But, you know, going into the break, we talked about the fact that everyone needs some kind of life insurance. Even if you're a single guy like me with no kids, we still got some bills we're going to have to pay when we're no longer here. And the last thing you want is someone to be at your service saying, man, he stuck me with the bill.
That's true. It's true. You know, and we ended the last segment. I was mentioning that, you know, hey, you're 80 years old. You're now not insurable when it comes to term insurance. The only thing that's available to you would be a whole life permanent policy. That's going to be pretty expensive because you're now 80 years old. The real question is if price were not an issue, of the three types of policies I described, which one would you not want? And I ask you that because which one would you not want?
Well, if you were asking me personally, I don't want just the straight term, not me. If I'm going to live 20 years, I want to keep getting some of that premium back. My personal opinion for me, it doesn't fit for everyone. But at the end of that term, I can decide. And I'm thinking in my head while I'm listening to you and learning from you during this show, I'm thinking in my head, it'd be a good idea for a single guy like me to just go out and figure out how much it's going to cost for my final expenses, that they call it, and then make sure that my insurance covers that amount and go from there. I don't think they're going to have a $29.95 policy out there that's available for me, though.
Probably not. Probably not. But, you know, and that is a good way of looking at it. You can decide, you know, how do you want to be buried?
You know, I had some forethought and knowledge of this segment that you were going to be doing, and I just checked, and even cremation services are thousands and thousands of dollars. And when you start talking about buying a casket for an actual burial and then a plot, the money just goes off the board.
It does. Now, you know, depending on how much you want to spend on even a cremation service. I was talking to one mortuary, undertaker,
Grim Reaper.
you know, so they were telling me that, you know, for about $900, you could get what I call the basic cremation service. And they tell me, you know, you're cremated, your ashes are put in a little cardboard box.
Mm.
And then they're given off to the family member and that's it. You're put in a Ziploc bag, and the Ziploc bag is put inside a little cardboard box, and it's passed on to your family member, friend, whoever it might be.
And then they could use that to spread your ashes at your favorite hunting spot or along the... I don't think it's legal to actually do it at the beach unless you take it offshore. The idea of walking along the beach scattering someone's ashes doesn't sound real healthy to me.
I don't know if it's illegal, but I'm not certain it's exactly legal. So when it comes to insurance, there's three types. I always preface, you know, which insurance do you not want? And then if price were not an issue, which policy would you prefer? Now, for some people, they come back and they go, you know what? I'm happy with the return of premium. I pay more. I know I'm going to get the money back at the end. I'm happy with that.
How about those terms for the return of premium? Are they 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 20 year?
They tend to be a minimum of 20 years.
Okay.
So you can't get like a 10-year term policy. There might be one or two companies out there that do that. The premiums tend to be pretty high because part of that money goes into an endowment contract, so that when you get to that term period, that money has grown through insurance company investments back to the premium dollar amount that you
And there's paid. No interest return. That's just you're getting the bare premium back. And I know there are people Correct. Out there listening saying, well, why don't I just take that same amount of money and put it into a savings account or a 401k or a CD or something of that nature? But there's no guarantee at the end that all of those other facilities that you purchase are going to be available to you when you need it. They may go out of business. Companies may close that you're investing in. There's 1,000 different nightmares that could be associated with not having that insurance.
Well, I tell people all the time, and there are other talk shows out there that say, buy term insurance and invest the difference. But the truth is that you can't invest the difference and get the same coverage on the backside.
Right.
It's just not there. Plus, there's no guarantee that the money that you're investing is ever going to generate the missing dollar amounts.
Right.
So,
because when you went into this segment, we talked about those rates were based on a $100,000 policy. Even if you invested the difference in the current stock world, the rate of return is not going to equal what $100,000 would have gotten you.
Exactly. Exactly. So, here's an, excuse me.
You're coughing today.
I am.
I may have to get an insurance policy on you.
So here's a couple of things about insurance that you want to make sure of. If it's a term policy or even a return of premium term policy, you want to make sure that it's convertible to permanent insurance.
Mm, okay.
Okay. And the reason for that is that if you're 40 years old and you're coming up to age 60 and you know your term policy is going to expire, and all of a sudden you've developed some medical conditions, the one thing that you're going to be guaranteed is that the insurance company is not going to write you a new insurance policy. But if your policy is convertible to a permanent policy, that's done outside of medical underwriting because you've already gone through it. You have an active policy. So if you tell the insurance company, hey, I want to take a piece of that $100,000 or all of that $100,000 and I want to convert it to a permanent policy, they'll just do it. They don't ask what your current health is at. It's not a factor. So
now at that point in time, might they reduce the coverages when they convert it? Maybe instead of 100,000, it might be only 80.
No, you can convert. Usually there's a minimum amount you have to convert and you can convert up to 100%. So
wow.
If you have 100,000, you can convert it.
Now, the average person, unless they were dealing with an insurance specialist, wouldn't know all the ins and outs of that. And another reason why you need to come on board to help folks out in that particular case.
It's usually best to reach out to somebody and say, you know, hey, I've got a term policy and I need to know, can I convert it? And have somebody help you and walk you through it.
And I hate to keep saying this over and over again, but the average person is going to get mired down in the fine print and the red tape, whereas an insurance professional like yourself is used to dealing with that and know what to look for in that fine print, where the gotchas are, and limit folks' exposure to those gotchas. How do people find you during the week?
So during the week, you can reach out to me by phone, 904-730-3900. Just ask for Dan. I'm the only one at the office with that name, so it's easy. Just ask for Dan, the insurance man. They know I'm on the radio. They know this. That's how I market myself here on the radio is Dan, the insurance
man.
And
it's a good catchphrase. And people can know that it's not just life insurance. I mean, you cover the entire gambit. So is there a potential that bundling stuff might mean a savings, or are they pretty separate?
Well, it's pretty separate. So you can't get a discount on life insurance because you're bundling it and you're getting it with health insurance or something along those lines. That doesn't work on the health and life side of things. It does work on the property casualty. So if you got your homeowners and your auto together, usually with the same company, usually they'll give you a discount.
So you, with Thomas and Associates, you're kind of a one-stop covers all for insurance. I mean, we talked on another show recently about boat insurance, car insurance, home insurance, health insurance, life insurance, everything at Thomas and Associates.
Right. We are a one-stop shop. So whether you need life, health, auto, home, commercial auto, an employer benefits or a group benefits policy, we can help you at Thomas and Associates. We are a one-stop shop. Been in business for 49 years here in the Jacksonville area.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate will push ahead with two votes this week to end the government shutdown, but it's doubtful either will pass. First will be President Trump's proposal to provide $5.7 billion for the border wall, some deportation protections for immigrants, and supplemental disaster funds in exchange for reopening the federal government. After that, senators will vote on a House pass package that would temporarily reopen the government through February 8th while providing disaster funds. Twitter has suspended an account that helped spread a video of an encounter between a white teenager from a Catholic high school in Kentucky and a Native American in Washington, D.C. last week. Twitter prohibits the creation of fake and misleading accounts. It didn't elaborate on the suspension. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 302 points, the NASDAQ dropped 137, the S&P lower by 38, oil at $52.77 a barrel. This is SRN News.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Amazon wants the most basic of tasks to be controlled by voice. The company unveiled several gadgets recently, furthering Amazon's goal of placing its Alexa voice assistant everywhere its customers are. Among the new products, an Amazon-branded microwave that connects with Amazon's Echo devices and a new Echo for cars that plugs into most vehicles. One thing Alexa can't do yet is make sure you're not paying too much in fees in your portfolio. Here to talk about hidden fees is XP award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty, CEO of Liberty Advisory Group. How about Alexa, Peter?
Technology is a great thing, and it will definitely be a part of our field. You know, robo-advisors are becoming popular among the younger people, but we work in retirement, and the people that I work with, they want to meet with someone. They want to see them face to face. They want to trust them. They want to know they have someone who's looking out for them, because no one's looking out for seniors. Let's face it, there's nothing out there. So, you know, that's not going to replace what we do, I don't think. But what we have to do is show people how to have a plan. You know, it's what they want, and very, very few people have a plan that they understand. But that's what we do. So here's what I like to do. It's kind of show people something a little bit different. For the first 20 people who call in our office in Ponte Vedra, we'll go over our process with you. We'll provide you with an MRI on your portfolio to kind of show you where you are, kind of show you where you're going, and what's the likelihood that it will succeed. Because what we do is we try to change lives. We try to help you create a great retirement, the retirement that you maybe think you can't create. So the first 20 callers, come in, meet with me. We'll have some special treats for you.
Well, that sounds great, Peter. To learn more, just give us a call at 888-508-2119. That's 888-508-2119. Or just text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, January 25th from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and Sunday, January 27th from 3 to 5:30 p.m., the Jacksonville Symphony presents Don Giovanni at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. And Saturday, January 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On the north side, you're seeing some delays because of a crash on the West Beltway 295 southbound. It's the southbound ramp to Lem Turner Road. Also an accident on the West Beltway 295 northbound just before San Jose Boulevard in Mandarin. And there's a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway 295 northbound at the Buckman Bridge. Breezy this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 52. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 74.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville, and welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. Leading into the break, we were talking about life insurance and the three different policy types. Now, you've got some way that you're going to be able to pay for college with insurance? Tell us more.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about college tuition and kind of where it's going, and then how life insurance can pay for college tuition. So let me give you a little bit of, let me give our listeners a little bit of background. So the question is how much does 4 years of college cost on average? So depending on the type of college degree that you're going to get, if you're just going to a public two-year college, you're going to pay about $3,500 a year in tuition. If you're going to a public four-year college, you're looking at about $9,500 a year in tuition. Now, that's just for your classes and your books. That doesn't mean if you're living on campus.
Right. Food card, meal plan. Yeah.
That's all different. We're just talking about what it costs to go to the college, pay for your classes and your books. $9,500. If you're an out-of-state student and you're going to a public four-year college, you're looking at around $24,000 a year. And if you're going to go to a private four-year college, you're looking at around $32,000 a year.
I never understood the reason why there was a difference, whether you were in-state or out-of-state. Does the state give some rebates back to families or to the universities based on the number of residents they serve?
Well, I'm not exactly 100% certain on that. I know that if you're an in-state resident, I think the state says, you know, hey, residents of the state of Florida or the state of Georgia, wherever the university is located. I don't know that necessarily holds for private, but if it's a public, like University of North Florida, West Florida, South Florida, Jacksonville University is a private.
Oh,
so
okay.
They get to charge whatever they want to charge.
And they do.
And they do. So we now know that it's about $10,000, about $9,500 a year to go to go to UNF, University of Central Florida, South Florida, whatever it might be. If it's a public college, it's about, the average cost is about $9,500. I think Gainesville kind of is a little bit on the higher side, but so there we are. So Fidelity did a study and they said, you know, hey, so you got 4 years of college, you're going to be paying about $9,500. Let's round it up to $10,000 just to make the math easier. 4 years of four-year degree usually takes about 5 years to get through. So you're looking at around $50,000.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. So Fidelity did a study and they said, you know, hey, to save $57,000 to go to a public college, how much does a person have to save? And they said, well, families have to save about 2% of their income, which is about $250 a month. And they have to save that, get an average interest rate on whatever the investments they're putting it into of about 6%. And they should end up in about 20 years with about $57,000 in the account. If you're going to a private college and you're at $32,000 a year, that's about $120,000 to go to school. So to save $130,000 for a private college, you got to save about 4% of your income, about $500 a month. So how do you do this? How do you save your money and get to these dollar amounts? Well, you can either put the money into an investment account, like a college savings account, like a 529 plan. That's one way. But another way is I like a person's money to have to pull double duty. I think it should do more than just one thing. It should be there to help pay for college down the road, but it should also be able to do something while you're putting the money aside. And so, again, I think life insurance is the right way to do that. You buy a permanent policy. It has to be permanent. It can't be done through a term policy. It has to be a permanent life insurance policy. But you get a policy and you set it up so it becomes an endowment. Now, what that means is you decided, hey, I want to have $100,000 for my child to be able to have to go to college. So you set up your permanent life insurance policy to become an endowment. And so here's how it works. You're paying the same monthly premium that you would normally pay. You're putting that towards the life insurance policy. However, if you die before your child goes to college, the death benefit of $100,000 pays out. Your child gets $100,000, just like you always planned, to go to college. Okay? Let's say you don't die. You're going to get to see your child go off to college. Well, that money that you've been putting into the life insurance contract has endowed. So now your child's ready to go to college. Well, there it is. You get the death benefit while you're still alive. The life insurance goes away, but you have a lump sum of $100,000 that you can now spend on your child's college education. So some of the things that I like about the endowment aspect of a life insurance policy is it's guaranteed growth. There's no stock market risk. There's the life insurance benefit that's already been included that we've kind of touched. And the use of the money is not limited just for college expenses. So if you decided, hey, I want to buy my kid a nice car, I want them to make sure that they have a nice transportation, you can use part of the money to buy them a car. If you decided, you know what, I don't want my child to work and worry about a part-time job while they're in college. I just want them to go to school and take the classes and that's it. You can use that $100,000 to pay for their rent, pay for everything. Give them a monthly per diem and say, you know, here you go. Your job for the next 4 years is to only take your college classes and pass. That's your job for the next 4 years. So that gives you a lot of versatility that you don't necessarily get.
With a policy like that, can you split it up? Let's say the student is only going to a school that's going to require $50,000 and you've got a $100,000 policy. Can you take some and leave the rest behind?
No, with an endowment. However,
you could take the difference and invest it yourself if you wanted to.
Yes.
Okay.
Or as a parent, you don't have to. You could say, you know what? I want to go get that fishing boat I've always wanted.
Right.
I've taken care of my child. I've sacrificed. I've made sure that they're going to go to college. I'm going to pay for that college. And I want to take the remaining $50,000 and I want to go buy my fishing boat that I've always wanted.
That sounds like a best of all worlds type of policy. I'm sure that there are some charges or some specifications on pre-existing conditions maybe or medical and health.
You still have to go through medical underwriting. But we're not talking about a lot of money over the course of a year. So you're really looking at you're looking at an annual cost for a $100,000 policy. If you're a 30-year-old male, you're looking at about $3,500 a year.
That's very doable.
And that's doable. I think that's in anybody's budget. They could work it out and say, you know what? And I mean, and we all sacrifice for our children. Everybody wants to give their child a head start. And I think this is a great way to do it. And I've got some other ideas on how you can even stretch the money out even further. I hear some music in my ear, so we're going to pick this up on the next segment.
As we're going out, why don't you tell folks how to reach you during the week?
Yep, and if you want to learn more about this type of a strategy because you have a newborn or you have a child that's 5 or 6 years old or even 10 years old, and you're like, I've got another 8 or 10 years before they're ready for college, reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. When you dial the phone number, ask for Dan the Insurance.
You're listening to The Last Word. Today's edition of The Last Word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes and we'll be back. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. You're listening to The Last Word. Today's last word is in insurance with Dan the Insurance Man from Thomas & Associates. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, Bill. It's nice to be back. Good evening, Jacksonville. And so we were talking about life insurance and how to pay for college using life insurance. So there's one other aspect that you can make your life insurance endowment contract pay for your college education and even stretch the money out a little bit further. And this is an interesting strategy. You can have your child go to a school in the United Kingdom, like the University of Oxford, or you can even go to the, you can even have them go to like the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. And there's other universities in around the UK that they could potentially go to. And the reason for that is that the tuition costs, or in the UK, they refer to it as fees, are about equivalent to what they are here in the United States. However, to get the equivalent of a bachelor's degree in the UK, it's a three-year process, not a 4 or 5 year process. And if you wanted to get a master's degree through the UK, it's a 1 year it's a 1 year, not a 2 year process. So you can shave about 33% off of a college education. You could send your kid to the UK to a good school in the UK, pay about the same amount of money that you would here in the United States, they could start at 18, get their bachelor's by the time they're 21, stay an extra year and go through a master's program, and they could be 22, and they can come back to the States as a 22-year-old versus a 26 or a 27-year-old and have their master's and ready to start their career.
Start that climbing that ladder years early.
Exactly. That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I've got a good friend, and he's got two nieces that are both at the one's at the University of Oxford, one's at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. One is studying English, and the other one is studying finance, and they're doing phenomenal.
So obviously, the best time to buy a policy like that would be when they're newborn, right?
Yeah.
Starting out life
as early as possible. As early as possible. But I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, if they're 5 years old and you're like, you know, hey, I want the money to be ready when they're 20, we can create the life insurance contract as a 15-year endowment. If they're 2 or 3 years old and you need it to be ready when they're 18, that's not a problem. We just build the endowment contract for the specified amount of time.
You know, something we haven't touched on today, and I know there are a lot of the elderly out there that are thinking, you know, I bought this insurance policy and I'm constantly worried about whether or not it's going to be available to my relatives and my children when I leave. That's really another act on the insurance professional like yourself to make sure that they're placed with companies that have longevity, long staying power.
It is. So if you have an insurance contract that's in place, especially for a permanent one like a universal life or an index universal life or even a traditional permanent policy, a whole life policy, you can always reach out to me, ask me to review the contract, review the policy, and give you an opinion as to, you know, where you might have some exposure. And what you can do to eliminate that exposure or fix that exposure.
You know, every opportunity that anyone has to take a little bit of that stress and that worry off of themselves improves their quality of life. When they don't have to worry about what their final expenses are going to be, when they don't have to worry about their health insurance, having an insurance professional that runs the entire gambit of insurance programs like yourself is a comforting factor that allow people to go off and live their life and enjoy it a little bit more because they're not having to think about what's going to happen when I'm gone.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about that is that when it comes to life insurance, the policy should be reviewed about every 3 years or so. It's a good rule of thumb just to review it. Things change. You always want to make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date. So if you've got an ex-wife, you should go in there, review the policy. You should make sure that maybe the ex-wife is not the beneficiary on your policy anymore. Actual legal case, it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, had to do with a man who got divorced, never changed the beneficiary on the policy from his ex-wife. In his will, he said, hey, the $2 million death benefit from my life insurance policy will go to my daughter. So the ex-wife knew it. The ex-wife was like, yep, not a problem. I'll make sure she gets the money. The man passes away. The insurance company writes a check to the ex-wife for $2 million. The daughter says, hey, Mom, Dad always said that I was supposed to get that life insurance money. The mom looked at the daughter and said, well, sorry, honey, I've decided I'm going to keep the $2 million.
Yep, see you when I get back from Paris.
Yep. Daughter went out and got an attorney, sued the mom. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. Every court below the Supreme Court kept saying, nope, beneficiary stands. got to the Supreme Court. They thought, oh, we're going to win this. This is going to be a slam dunk. The Supreme Court's going to fine for the daughter. Nope. U.S. Supreme Court came back and said, nope. The life insurance contract is very clear. The beneficiary was listed, and there was ample time to change the beneficiary.
Let me ask you this. Is it important? You know, I've always been told that if you write a will and you leave somebody something in your will, that just stays with you. You know, don't go telling somebody, your best buddy, hey, I left you my boat in my will if something happens to me. But what about life insurance? If you're the beneficiary, do you need to notify someone, hey, be looking out for this if something happens to me?
No, actually, you don't, because if the beneficiary, if you're listed as the beneficiary on the life insurance policy, the life insurance company is legally bound to try to seek you out.
Okay.
So if they aren't, in the state of Florida, there's actually an account with the state of Florida that the insurance company is supposed to pay that death benefit into the account. The state of Florida manages that account. You can go to like floridatreasures.org or something like that, and you can pull up your name.
So 3 or 4 years later, if someone comes looking and says, hey, what happened to, you know, Bill or Mike or Jim or John? And they say, oh, he passed away 5 years ago. You better check, you know, because if they were a cousin or a brother or a sister or something, then you might have a death benefit there waiting for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Another thing that an insurance professional might be able to help you do.
Yep. I can help people track down any death benefits that might be.
Let's give out that contact information again for Thomas & Associates.
Yep. So Thomas & Associates, ask for Dan, the insurance man, 904-730-3900.
Any kind of a preview? We're getting close. We got a little bit more time in the segment. I know you got a couple of more things to talk about, but just to give some folks a little bit of a taste of what's to come, got any idea what next week's going to be like?
Well, for next week, I'm not sure what we're going to discuss next week yet, but I think we might handle some property and casualty. We might go over some homeowners and some of the companies in the area that you might want to be looking at.
And unfortunately, it's almost that time of the year again when we have to worry about hurricanes and summer storms and things, and it might be a good time to seek out an insurance professional like yourself, talk about that hurricane policy, flood policy if you have it.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that offer pre-built flood policies along with their homeowner policies. It actually works out a little bit less expensive from a homeowner standpoint or from an insurance standpoint than going with the National Flood Program. And the coverages tend to be even better.
Well, there's a little tease for next week, but we've got plenty more to cover today relative to the types of life insurance that are available for folks. Great information on how to get your college paid for. Anything else that a single guy like me could get paid for? I mean, can you convert some of these policies and make them to where they pay for trips or vacations if you happen to live long enough to take them?
Well, you know, it always depends on the policy. You know, if you're looking for something and you just want to say, you know, hey, I'm not a great saver, but I need to figure a way of having money down the road, I would recommend a return of premium. The reason for that is that you're guaranteed in 20 years to get a lump sum check back. So at that point, you can take that money and you can say, I'm going to take that trip I've always wanted. I'm going to buy that fishing boat I've always wanted for my retirement. And the reason for that is because I've gotten a lump sum of money.
Well, we're coming up to the end of this particular segment, and I know we've